When the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out the Texas ruling, it paved the way for the execution of Tommy Lynn Sells. His lawyers asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case, but the high court declined. Sells died by lethal injection Thursday night. Right now, the Supreme Court of Georgia is considering arguments from attorneys representing death row inmate Warren Lee Hill. They say they need access to Georgia's drug to test it for quality, to ensure using it to execute Hill would not amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Many states have laws similar to Georgia's, which keep information about the execution drugs they use secret. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
I'm somewhat surprised that the Supreme Court doesn't step in and at least take one of these cases to clarify the law so that it's uniform across the country, but that apparently is not going to happen.
And that, says Pate, may mean that Georgia's highest court upholds the state secrecy law without much fear of appeal. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.